football's world championship. It's the Packers against the Giants. 64,000 fans brave sub-freezing temperature and gale winds.
Treat on the podcast, we are going to have a mano a mano New York Giants versus the Green Bay Packers. Representing the Green Bay Packers today is Kurt St. Cub.
Kurt St. Cub in the house.
All right. Kurt St. Cub, give us the origin of your Packer love. You're an Illinois boy. Why Packer?
Okay, how I became a Packer fan was I grew up in Woodstock, Illinois, which is right on the border of Wisconsin. It was always Bears at noon, Packers at 3.
All right.
And also my dad is a Bears fan. My stepdad was a Packer fan.
Oh my God.
And at one point, the three of us were roommates.
So how did Packer emerge from all that?
Oh, Dave Wanstead. Got sick of hearing Dave Wanstead. I don't know what went wrong. You know, we tried. We worked all week. I don't know why Rob Shalom Salam keeps on dropping the ball. I don't have any answers. I got sick of it. And, you know, and there was one time where the Bears' big offseason moves was getting a new equipment manager, a new trainer. Meanwhile, the Packers signed this little-known quarterback from Atlanta named Brett Favre. And then I think they – who'd they get? I think they had Swan. I think they signed Swan for a wide receiver. It's like, you know, which team's really trying to win? I think history's proven which team that is.
All right, we got the Packers side of it, Lou.
One Packers side of it. Steve, what do you think?
Aaron forever!
Karen never.
And how about our newest to the competition of the puppet? Kate Merlene.
As I said, she brings the demographic down. So what's your prediction for this weekend?
I think the Packers are going to beat the Giants.
Well, there's a good prediction right there from a Packer fan. It makes logical sense.
Oh,
all right, so.
You know, 50-50 shot. Danny Dimes, no backup. But Karen Rogers, as you like to say, I don't think he's got it in him. Giants are undefeated in London. Their third string quarterback could beat the Packers. If they had one.
Kurt.
Okay, so what he's really saying is that a young, inexperienced quarterback who's in his early 20s, going to London, woo, party time, more prone to a freaking hangover, is going to beat the far superior and experienced Aaron Rodgers.
And Aaron Rodgers is not tripping the night before?
Oh, no, I think he saved it for the plane ride over. And that just helps him pick which receiver he wants to throw an incompletion to. But regardless, you got to go with the experience on this.
Giants have a winning record over Green Bay historically. That's all. I'm just
over
going
the last
with it.
Over the last five games? How many Giants players are on the roster from there? I want to make sure you hear.
Have you been to London?
No, I have not. But I'm a big fan of Sherlock.
Lou, have you been to London?
Yes.
Oh, yes. That's surprising. When did you go to London?
97.
All right.
Six, 96.
Did you go to Abbey Road and cross the street?
No, I went to the airport.
So anybody have a Bears prediction this weekend?
Bears win!
Woo! Win!
Because Minnesota...
McMahon's coming out of retirement!
Buck Mike Hansen's got to go with the Vikings.
Oh!
Vikings!
Bears.
Vikings!
Oh, that's horrible! So, are the Packers making the playoffs this year?
The Packers are going to squeak in, and the only reason they're going to win is get into the playoffs is because they get one more win than Minnesota. Aaron Rodgers is having a little trouble with receivers, You know, he doesn't have Devontae Adams, who would be the Robin to Aaron Rodgers' Batman. Aaron Rodgers has a new Robin now with Cobb. But that would be Robin number two. What happened to Robin number two? They had a 900 number to call in, and Robin, too, got killed, beaten to death with a crowbar by the Joker. That's what's going to happen. And other prediction, this is Aaron Rodgers' last season. He's not going to like dealing with the receivers, inexperienced young receivers. He's not going to like it. He's going to say, screw this, I'm going to go off and trip on some mushrooms.
Lou, the Giants are 3-1. Are they making the playoffs this year?
Playoffs!
NFC Championship game, Giants Bears, baby.
Oh, you heard it here first.
You'll get nothing in like it, Spalding.
I'll say this about the Giants in the playoffs. The Giants might be going to the playoffs because anyone has the right to buy a ticket to the playoffs. Who remembers seeing Brian Urlacher in the stands at the Super Bowl? Remember that? He's up in the booth. He bought, yep. Bears go to the Super Bowl, bought a ticket.
Oh, yeah.
I go Excuse me. Here. Have the Packers beaten Tom Brady?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? But he lost two Super Bowls, didn't he?
Who?
Tom Brady?
Brady?
Yeah, didn't he lose?
He's lost two or three.
Yeah, but weren't two of them to the Giants? I don't think any of them were to Green Bay. I'm mistaken.
How many of those Giants players are on the roster right now? How many of them are on the roster?
All right, let's break this up.
Mike Edson.
Mystery Man. Lou, you're Mystery Man. Will the Bears win?
The Bears will win by three.
And what about
the Cardinals?
And fuck the Cardinals.
Fuck the Cardinals.
Lou, your question of the week.
I'm all ears.
What is the sound of one hand clapping?
Who did? New York Giants winning.
The drummer from Doug Leopard.
It doesn't get any better than that.
You did it, the Rock and Roll Hall.
Give us your catchphrase.
Standing week
and go Bears!
This is the Commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right here. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Kurt's Sake Cubs Crying Towels. If you're a Cubs fan, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell him Lou cries for you! Frank.